I don't know if this is true for everyone, but I think that if you want to reach the highest highs, you have to be able to experience the lowest lows. I don't know if it's a rebound phenomenon. I tend to be on a pretty steady high state, not stratospheric, but pretty high. I very seldom experience depression. I think the lack of depression means that a lot of times I don't get the euphoria of the upper atmosphere.
That's really interesting.
Does that make any sense to you?
Sure, sure, sure. That if your general baseline of existence is always on the positive, the sunny side of things, that you kind of dwell in the on that side of the spectrum without necessarily going to the extremes of either end of it.
That's kind of how it feels to me. I lead such a happy life. I'm not complaining, but I do think that there's a ceiling over me. It's a high ceiling. It's a pleasant ceiling. But maybe I don't break it. So I don't know how that works for you. Do you cross the spectrum?
Yeah, I certainly do. I probably spend too much time inside my own head. That can be a dangerous place to dwell. Like right now, 48 hours ago, I had probably one of the biggest shows of my life, and it was a smashing success. I still haven't learned how to experience those successes without a sense of vacancy and disappointment coming up after they go down. Put so much work into the planning and the preparation and the execution, then they happen, and then there's sort of this void that I haven't figured out how to negotiate in life yet, and it happens when I come home from tours. I think that's probably a syndrome that a lot of musicians can relate to, is that there's this depression that you enter when you get back from doing what you feel driven to do, which is get on stage and perform and communicate with people. When you're not doing that 4 to 7 times a week, it has an effect on your mind and body. So yeah, I'm all over the spectrum. I'm trying to wrangle in the extremes. As I grow, I think that ultimately is a big sign of maturity that I'm striving for.